It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
No, are you ready, though?
I'm always ready.
I better blow your mind right now, okay?
Nerd talk, yeah!
As heard on 107.7 The Inn in Seattle, hello, I'm Gregor, and welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus.
Whoa.
From the wasteland of Eastern Washington, he's our skin squatch, but your fur daddy, he's Brandon from the internet.
What's up, guys?
Huh?
Hey,
how's
buddy.
Your face?
My face?
Yeah, last week What's it was stuffed up and sounding... mucusy and
stuff.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Specifically, the whole inside of my face part was terrible. And it's, guess what? Still terrible. It's been terrible for like a week. And then my wife got it and is already better. She got it and 2 days later was fine. And I've now had it for 7+ days and still feel awful.
So Cage is just better than you.
Yeah.
I keep telling my child that if a dog licks inside your nose, you immediately get better. And so, have you tried that?
I have not tried that. That's I should definitely try that. Although I also heard that my sister-in-law, who lives here, her dog was over, and she walked right up to my daughter and licked her little face. And then I heard a story today about how my sister-in-law's dog just can't seem to stop eating its own poop. And I was like, sweet, cool. I'm glad that we're finally getting to put those moments together in my brain, bridging some synapses here that I wish would stay separate.
So babies taste like poop.
Yeah. More about those synapses coming up on Nerd Talk Plus. Look at this.
Wow.
He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's our Crash Bandicoot, but your meat daddy. His call sign, Corndog 1, but we call him Siege. Hello.
I love that. Corndog 1. Should be Corndog 69.
For sure. Okay. Yeah. How are you, Siege? Hello.
I am wonderful. That just delighted me to no end.
I was going to say corndog leader, because if you're like, you know, gold one or red one in Star Ooh. Wars, then you're red leader or whatever. And so,
I
but corndog 69 is, means that you're the corndog leader of this podcast, or possibly butt stuff. I'm not sure which one, but.
Either and or both.
And helping us behind the scenes.
Sounds, oh, yeah. All right.
And helping us behind... No, go ahead, finish. I want to hear what you want to say about that.
No, I mean, Corndog Leader just makes me imagine Siege, but cosplaying as Kim Jong-un, as, like, Fearless Leader or whatever they call him. Like, leader's definitely in whatever, like, honorific title they give Kim Jong-un, right? Like, Glorious Leader or something like that. Glorious Corndog Leader is just Siege, but with slicked back hair and, a Dr. Evil jumpsuit.
Yes.
Dear leader.
Is it Dear Leader? I thought it was something else. I thought it was
I was like Glorious
Dear Leader.
Leader
was more like was more World War II-ish.
Supreme Leader?
Supreme Leader.
Something like that. Yeah.
Supreme Leader? That seems right.
Yeah. Okay. And then helping us behind the scenes.
Oh.
God damn it.
Screw you, Gravy.
Also, Sean's here. None of us is a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. One of us is a professional broadcaster. I'm barely there.
Thanks.
But if you are, one of us is a professional broadcast teacher. There we go. Is that better?
Works for me.
All right, well, I hate myself already, so let us know what we get wrong, which these guys will help me with, and if we do happen to get something right, that'd be great, too. I'm looking, is the chat not working today, or has no one said anything?
I don't know.
All right. Oh, there's a chat. Yeah. How do I look at that? I'm derailed. Everyone suck it. Thank you. That's great. If you could tell a friend or write a review or just... you know, find us online to say sexy things about Siege. NerdTalkPlus.com is the .com to find us, or on Instagram at NerdTalkPlus.com, spelled out. Okay. Anyway, you can find that at the link tree that we have set up. Dudes, I got a great view of the Aurora Borealis, and it was awesome, and I feel wronged by the whole thing. Now, I assumed that Florida maybe wasn't, like, the only Aurora Borealis you're looking at is on the backside of an alligator. Did you get any wild colors that were non-drugs?
I actually did. I didn't even realize it. I was just like, huh, sky's red. I'm driving at just about midnight, and I'm just like, wow, sky's red. Wonder what that's all about. Maybe there's a fire in the Everglades. Didn't even think anything about it until I got home. They're just like, you can see the Aurora Borealis all the way down to Key Largo. And I'm just like, oh, okay, that's what that was. All right, cool.
Wow. Brandon?
I heard about it. My mom was visiting, and she was like, oh, you're supposed to be able to see the Aurora Borealis, or she did not say that, she said the Northern Lights.
Sure.
And she said that you could see the Northern Lights from everywhere in America this week, and I was like, that's cool, thank you, because America's the best, and we're the only ones that got to see it. And so she and her boyfriend decided that they were going to go out and try to watch the Aurora Borealis, and they were not able to find anything. And it turns out, like, I don't know if this was true for everybody, because I was like, I'm not interested. I'm very tired. I'm going to go to bed instead of this thing. And so they came back very disappointed the next day, like almost like. And my sister, who is staying at my mom's house when my mom is here, sent my mom a picture from her house, and it was like this magnificent photo of the Northern Lights. And then my mom, being here where there's way less light pollution than where she lives, couldn't see anything. Well, it turns out all you had to do was just take a dang picture of the sky in order to get see what was actually going on, and get like the I don't know if it's just the amount of like the exposure length. It allows you to get that more light so you could see more clearly what's going on in the sky. So they were all disappointed and like moping and making me feel bad that like I didn't turn the lights on or something. And
you ruined their
house getting these. Yeah. Well, and then there's like, oh, it's supposed to be nice the next night too. And so I was like, okay. So I went outside early as the sun was setting the next day, and or like early in the evening, and it was dark enough out, and I took a picture of the sky, and it looked kind of cool. It wasn't like the crazy wispy lights that everybody got the night before, but it was still pretty cool. It kind of looks like the colors of the back of your studio there, Gregor. And it was really cool, like really bright purple. And my mom and it was like, well, we're going to wait to go out until later. And I was like, okay, that's fine. Well, it turns out that was the only time of the night that it was at all cool. At all, even the minor amount that I was able to see. And they waited until like 11:30 at night to go. I drive out to this one place I told them to drive out to. They drove out there. It's the only spot where you got this really cool view of the city looking north, and the lights were already basically done at that point. And then within a minute of them being there, a cop showed up and be like, you can't park here, you gotta go. And so so instead of watching the Northern Lights, I ruined my mother's weekend on Mother's Day. So
well done.
You're welcome, Jennifer.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah,
it was I was out in the middle of nowhere, and it was I go outside and it looks like clouds in the sky, like wispy clouds or whatever, and I was like, well, that's weird. And then this guy I was with, who's like a super genius but also a alcoholic and drug abuser, he was like, dude, you gotta put your camera phone to this guy to see it. And I was like, oh, and it came to life, like you're saying, or whatever. You know, just the quick Googling says that the optics in your camera plus the computer part of your iPhone is the combination that knows how to filter out to look for the right light and to filter out the noise that is not necessary to make these photos happen. And then I started to think that, like, how remote do you have to be to, like, and, like, we saw, as we were driving home from dinner, we saw, like, Siege just saying in the sky, we saw some, like, red lights or whatever, because there's no cities or anything, so it wasn't, like, light pollution. We saw something. We're like, okay, fine. But then the ultimate thing that we took pictures of 3 hours later was, like, badass. And so then it made me feel like we had been lied to my whole life, that all these people that had, like, posted things about the aurora in the, you know, previously, I was like, so has no one actually seen this and they're all just relying? Like, what about before smartphones? Was it just the photographers that set up their, you know, their tripods and did, like, a 20-second long exposure and then they got to see it or whatever? Or do you just go far enough north and you can see it with the naked eye? I still don't have an answer to that, but it was, yeah, it was really impressive. The second night I tried to, but I got too drunk and fell asleep, and so I was unable to see it a second night. So I was glad that we took advantage night one and were able to see that. It was pretty incredible. It makes me feel very insecure about our own safety, because, like, the sun, the way this is working is that the sun goes through a 12-year cycle of, like, of its output. And we're at year 11 of 12 being the most significant that it... I'm gone.
You're like, back. Like, undulating. Now you're back, yeah.
Weird. It's year 12 of the sun's productivity, or year 11 of 12 and the sun's productivity. And, like, so we're, like, at the most productive part where it's, like, burping up solar flares a lot more right now. And so it's, like, it's, like, not a coincidence that we're seeing more activity now than we would at another time. But it's pretty cool that, like, you see that, and, like, the sun, it could just destroy the Earth, like, with no problem if we didn't have an iron core, a nickel iron core that was producing a force field, basically, that is, like, keeping us from being just cooked off the planet from 8 light minutes away. It's pretty... It boggles the mind. I know everyone got tired of it, but it's, like, one of those things where I'm like, that was a cool experience.
I did feel a little bit like I was on the verge of inventing a conspiracy theory the first night when I realized that you had to take a picture of the Northern Lights in order for them to be there. And I like conspiracy theories that are harmless. I think you could turn any conspiracy theory that is harmless into a non-harmless conspiracy theory just by saying, sure, like, are behind it. Like, just take any conspiracy theory and just say... And then it turns into something crazy.
Jesus, Brandon.
But yeah, also Jewish. If you took it was Jesus was behind it.
True.
If you took the, I was sitting there thinking, like, oh man, you can only see the Northern Lights if you take a photo of it. And then I was like, wait, are they even there? Or is this just like a gigantic augmented reality scheme from the large phone manufacturers who are testing out their new... And then that's as far as I got, as far as, like, I was like, this is stupid.
Yeah, it's Pokemon.
But that was like, oh, man, I feel like if I was dumber, I could have run with that a little bit further and turned this into a full-on conspiracy theory.
It's 6G, bro. They're testing the 6G, and your phone is the only thing that can see it. And so that's obviously what's making all these libtards that are ruining society. It's the 6G, right?
Maybe something else was happening when everybody else was taking pictures of the Northern Lights, and we were just trying to flood social media with the content about this rather than content about the thing that was actually happening.
Everybody was,
oh, you mean
at
like
the
where
sky,
they take the
so
blood of the young?
Fracking.
Yeah, it was fracking. It was fracking.
Yeah. They were taking the blood of the young and infusing it into Biden for him while he was in Seattle, and that's why took such crazy energy to do that.
That's so
exactly.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Well,
and the sun was behind it the whole time.
Obviously, big sun. I mean, it's like, when aren't they lobbying?
Joe Biden's big son. No, not Hunter Biden. The actual Hunter, son.
The actual son.
So this is wild, guys. This is not a new thing that has happened. It's just it's never been brought to my attention the level that it would take to make something like this happen. We're mapping the human brain because we're trying to figure out how it all works together, the synapses and all the neurons and how they all work and everything. But the amount of stuff that's in your brain is like next level. And so the nerds at Harvard have successfully mapped 1 cubic millimeter of the human brain, which is basically like a coarse grain of salt or like half a, you know, piece of rice or whatever. Tiny, like a tiny little bit, 1 millimeter by millimeter by millimeter around. To store that info raw, to take to raw dog that info, takes 1.4 petabytes.
What?
And that's like gigabytes, and then there's terabytes, and then there's something else, and then petabytes or something. It's like a lot of data, like something that between all of our computers together, we don't even have enough, the show at least. Also, petabyte sounds like a delicious snack food idea.
I was going to say, for sure.
It's like, okay. but I'm not going to like really go into the hard math on this, but like the question, of course, gets asked, like, what amount of space would it take then to map the whole brain, again, syphilis style, raw dog, like how much memory would you need for something like that? I didn't know this was a measurement, but it would take 2 zettabytes.
What?
And so like how big is a zettabyte? It's so much. Let's say everyone had the best iPhone right now. Like let's say we all had the iPhone whatever 14 with the 512 gigabytes of storage on it. It would take 2 billion of those phones to store one human brain's worth of raw data.
And I thought I had a lot of naked pictures. That's...
I want them to access that part of the brain. To be like, here's where Steve keeps his nudes. Or, not his nudes, but...
Yeah. No, I'll send you those.
His are mixed in there somewhere.
They're coming to the group chat.
2 zettabytes. It's 2 billion iPhones worth. There's not even that many iPhones. And if you're an Android user, we'll suck it with your green bubbles. I don't care.
Is that many? Are there that many? Like I'm trying to think of like the cloud. Everybody talks about cloud storage, or they talk about the data warehouses and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That have to exist and how much energy it takes to power those warehouses and how that itself could be a massive issue for climate change and for all the things. Like the more data and stuff that we have to store, the more data warehouses that we have to actually have around generating so much dang heat because we got to fire lasers back at the sun. True.
Where do you think the aurora is coming from, Brandon?
Yeah. That I just don't like. How do we? Is there as much physical storage? There has to be that much physical storage already on the planet, not obviously synchronized with each other. But like, obviously, maybe there aren't even 2 billion iPhones out there. But physical storage between all of the the storage warehouses for all of the massive companies and all of the non-massive companies.
That's still just one.
Like,
brain.
How much actual physical storage is out there? And I'm saying that that's one brain, but how much actual physical storage is? Because we talk about like being able to. That's one brain, and still AI is going to be smarter than us without the necessary. Like they don't have to replicate that much storage in order to imitate a human brain, and like that could just be like one of us idiots, right? Like that's not just like the smartest person's brain, that's just like one of us dummies.
Oh my god.
Now two things about that. One, I googled it, and currently cloud storage around the world, there's 1 exabyte, and that an exabyte is 1/1000th of a zettabyte. And so it goes kilobyte, megabyte, gigabyte, terabyte, petabyte, exabyte. And so we still need 1,000.
A brain.
There's not a brain's worth of storage capacity for storing information about an actual brain. So it begs
the
question then. On the whole planet, that's in the cloud. I mean, I'm sure that we have it in physical storage and the cloud combined. maybe. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that begs the question, human farms with brains used for storage?
That's literally where I was thinking the whole time that we were talking about this. I was going, this is why the Matrix happens. It's not because machines need the brain power. It's we need the brain power. We start having human farms, and then the machines take over.
And we're going to dedicate one whole brain just to Siege's nudes.
That's right. That's right. We're going to need two of them.
Okay. two brains. I volunteer as tribute.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go 5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, you guys, this reminds me so much of one of those really nerdy fantasy books that I'm reading right now, and it gets into storage. There's no sucking of stormlight in this one. I won't get into the details, but
you made Siege drop his headphones. He got so mad.
Let's just say that there could be an entire human devoted to wearing jewelry of just Siege's nudes.
Ooh,
yeah. Sort of a Men in Black, the galaxy is in Orion's belt type thing. Only it's
exactly
making pictures of a Florida man in a cat's emblem on his around his neck.
I think I can make that happen.
those iPad that you like find them on Instagram or TikTok every once in a while. There would be those people that draw the like infinite scaling cartoons or whatever illustrations. So you'll like they'll have a little scene and they'll zoom out from it and there will be a bigger scene and a bigger scene and a bigger scene. I just want one of those, except it's Orion's belt. Anybody out there who's an artist who has one of the ability to do this, please make this. It starts out with whatever scene you want and you zoom in and you keep getting all these different scenes as you zoom in and get even more and more, and then you eventually just end up with the cat from Men in Black. I'm doing this literally on my table. I'm zooming in. You guys can't see it, but I'm doing it. And you zoom in and you get the cat from Men in Black, and then you zoom into Orion's belt and it's just Siege's penis. His penis.
Whole hog.
Yeah.
Speaking of the hole, that's where you go in to restart the whole process. Right to urethra.
Yes. And then you were at the Big Bang.
It's almost like the start to that Adult Swim show Super Jail. Did you guys ever watch that?
Yes! That was awesome.
In the heyday of Adult Swim. I won't go into it because it's very...
OG.
Anyway. All right, well, let's make some brain storage, man. Maybe that's how we end up living forever, is that you need to grow another brain to transfer the data into, and maybe this computer interface that old Ding Dong is working on is going to be... Oh, I saw something about that this week, that they have a problem with the hardware that they've started doing for Neuralink. And it's like the first iteration. It's unlike the Cybertruck, the first iteration isn't perfect. Oh, my God.
is the problem a big criticism of the Cybertruck among many is that the when you close the trunk, which is not a, is it the trunk is it the front it's not a trunk it's a trunk
the
f- right truck doesn't
the
front have
the trunk I guess
it's the butt. When you close the truck butt and you put, if somebody has their hand in it, there's no sensor to stop, like there's no pressure sensor to stop it from absolutely just like obliterating somebody's
the dump
hand,
truck.
Right? Is the hardware flaw in the Neuralink thing? Is that like if this guy clenches his butt, he could take somebody's finger off?
Yes, that was exactly it, Brandon. Way to read into that. That was perfect. I was trying to get there, but I'm glad that
somebody read the article ahead of time.
But I told you guys not to read the run sheet. It was just for me. The frunk. All right, well.
Anyway. That poor guy. Of course, like, of course, the first person they test the Neuralink on for it to go wrong is a disabled dude. Like,
but he wasn't disabled before they tested him.
Oh. They're like, hold Thanks, still, Elon. Guy who we found... we found drunk at the, out at the islands.
Too drunk, not able to watch the Northern Lights. Craig.
Not what you need. I got you. I hate my family. Oh, we'll make you hate yourself even more. Hold still. Anyway.
I know you hate your family, but would you love to play Minesweeper with your brain?
Well, it's chess is what the guy's excited to play. And with I'm like, yeah, tongue. I would.
Yeah.
I want Greg one of those blow chess with his I'm tongue. Get it.
Yeah. I like to see you solving a physical Rubik's Cube with one of those blow tube things. Just trying to like. Yes. What do you call? What do we say? We said on the airplane you have your quiet cube and then you have your. You said you have all these different cubes and you had. What? Your.
There's like a quiet cube and like a clicky cube and like a.
Yeah, your clicky cube, yeah. Your speed cube, and then you'd like, yeah. That one's your wet cube. Like, it's like I've got my cube. Wet. Yeah, I got my saliva cube.
Each side tastes like a different flavor. I'm like bacon, strawberry. All right, there we go.
Oh, back to back. Oh, my gosh.
Hey, sweet and savory. What is that, umami? You've achieved umami?
Hey, did Siege get a hold of this one? It tastes like something I won't say. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And it's each not
corn dog. Cube.
9 pictures of a different of Siege's nudes.
And you can taste each one. Oh,
I found the rear.
I found my wet cube.
Now put all 9 of them together.
All right, apparently one of the flip sides to being a highly intelligent creature is the need to also stab your own brain with drugs because an animal with a bigger brain than our own, the dolphin, loves getting high on that sweet, sweet puffer fish. This is from our own Instagram. It won't actually be available anymore by the time this comes out, so maybe Siege can repost it or something, whatever. Yes. But this is not new knowledge, but it is new knowledge for me. Pufferfish, like the Simpsons taught me, 30 years ago or whatever, they have a unique poison called tetrodotoxin. But instead of killing dolphins, it just gets real high, like ready for
Wicked
outer space.
High.
When reading and writing that, I thought to myself, can dolphins understand that there's something beyond, like, the ocean and then the land and then, like, that there's space? Like, would dolphins... Are they smart enough to be able to comprehend that there's something beyond all of this Earth and everything? Or is their whole context just within the bounds of our magnetosphere?
I'm pretty sure that dolphins are smarter than us. And since we're wandering all on land, they probably think land is hell. If they're religious or...
I think they're trying to go inward. How does the world get to the center of the Earth.
Yes. They need to get to that nickel core that's protecting us from the sunbursts. They know how to get there.
their like religious quest is to get to the nickel core to fire space lasers back at our heat lasers back at the sun. So really, yeah. the dolphins are our saviors.
Yes.
It's a good thing that we like. Yeah. The Faroe
it's a good
Islands
thing that they're getting
mass murdered them.
Yeah. And it's a good thing that our saviors are getting stoned using puffer fishes.
Hey, we're not much better. We're like licking the butts of toads to get get that toad toxin. So
wait, that's a thing?
Do you feel like
you won't eat 1 teaspoon of whale jizz, but you'll lick the butthole of a toad?
I will not, sir.
I mean, which one gets you high, Brandon?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you. I've never tried either.
Well,
but
then
would
let's
I?
Try
Absolutely.
Both.
I now want to make it happen. Like, that's the thing, is I want Brandon to have to
it's going to be a tasting. Bring
out
the
flight. Doing a lot of this is orca. This is fin whale.
Well, I mean, while we're at it, we might as well have butters. You know, like we might as well run the spectrum.
Oh.
Yes. And we'll get pita bites.
Anyway, the dolphins get high on pufferfish toxin. Then they literally pass the fish around, like throwing a water balloon that doesn't pop if you were on land, only they're in the water. It's actually very cool. I feel real bad for the pufferfish because it's getting like whipped around. But like, yeah, then after like 45 minutes of the soccer match, they meet Brandon's dad and then wander off. It's wild stuff. It's anyway, I think of all the animals that would be badass to like, if we could like, what was that movie? With no TV show where they're underwater, where they're in a submarine, and they have the dolphin that they can talk to, and Jonathan Brandis is in it, and Sequest Gervin with the immediate knowledge, of course, the Navy guy.
He was just like, "Why are you guys so stupid? Do we have like, that on the Plex?"
what animal would be the most badass to be able to like put on the helmet and be able to communicate with? Like, if you could like. You know, sit down Godzilla. And be like, let's dish. What actual confirmed animal would be the coolest? I mean, thoughts? Like, because a dolphin sounds pretty dope to me. They get like, they like to get high. They, they're like busy being hilarious. They,
and horny are definitely.
I'm not going to say what I was going to say because it's about bad sexual behavior on their part, but it's like, that's not the part I want to find out about, by the way, either. That's not what I'm suggesting, but. But, like, so who likes to party more dolphins, than a dolphin?
They're going to look at us and be like, oh, wait. Whoa, you guys can talk? Oh, sweet. No, wait, you guys get high, too? Don't tell me you've also tried whale jizz. Yeah. Yeah, we totally, like, we don't want to not look cool at the party, so we all admit to having done it, having never done it, and then we're going to get found out. Yeah, this is the plot to Sequest, right? Is like, later on in the movie, we're all at a party where everybody's doing whale jizz, and they look at us, and they're like, you got to do it, and then it turns out to be a big PSA about not doing drugs with dolphins.
Brandon has Sean's 5-gallon bucket, and then slowly puts it away, like, never mind.
Guys, I was doing a lot of yard work this week, and every time I looked at one of those 5-gallon buckets, I was like, hey, Catherine, do you want to know a fact about whales?
You know how fast they can fill this? So fast.
280 kilograms.
That's the ice bucket challenge I don't want to be part of, you know?
Like, oh, wow! It's okay. It's nice and warm when it's fresh.
So, like, seriously, like, what other animals would be bad at? Like, I imagine, like, cats are crazy, or, like, a big cat, maybe, or maybe there's some sort of, like, awesome bird that would be cool, but like it would probably have to be like a hyper intelligent animal, like octopuses birds have a real mean streak brains. In them. Yeah, but I mean, then you'd be talking to a dinosaur, crazy. Basically. Yeah.
Well, if you think about an octopus, I mean, we all know they're aliens anyway, since they don't share any DNA with anything on planet Earth.
100% untrue.
Themselves.
100% untrue.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm saying. I'm just going to lie for the rest of this episode.
It's a conspiracy theory that Siege is starting, and so I'm just waiting to figure out where it turns less fun.
So we connect with the aliens.
If I hadn't just finished reading a book, if I hadn't just finished reading a book about the where the our two species separated off from each other, like where the last parallel was in our DNA, I would have been a better. Improv partner for you there, so you just be like, no, no,
no, you idiot,
no, you stupid jerk,
guys. I'm trying to think because I feel like all these different animals. I feel like would I've thought of so many animals that I would love to have a conversation with, not specific animals, I guess species of animals, and I feel like every individual one would just be like. They would just be like, I don't know, man. I just do eagle stuff all day. That's just what I like. You'd be like, wow, eagle, what's it like to be an eagle? He'd be like, bro, I fly around and I eat fish. And like, that's it. Like, that's all I do. That's like, it would be a boring conversation. It would be like talking to the guy who's only into one thing and that's all he talks about. And then then they don't ask you any questions because they don't give a They're like, you know what I mean? I'll mark that. I don't know. Am I allowed to say that? I'm not allowed to say that. I'll mark that.
I got it. Don't worry.
Okay.
Now, so I hear you. Like the hyper, like the, my dog eats her own ass like it is a problem. And like, I don't need that type of dialogue I mean, that actually is a problem. Right. Medically, she needs attention, and I've taken her. But it's all. But like, she's working at that thing, making like running out of air noises, and like, I don't need the helmet for that. For her to be like, oh my god, in my butt. I don't need any.
How do you do that? Do you have any tips? Like, what do I? How do I have to stretch? What kind of yoga?
She's like, hold on, I gotta come up for air. Oh my god. Okay.
Oh god, I can like hear. I know the noise. I hate the noise so much. And you just even talking about the noise makes me like, oh, I like want to like cut my own head off.
But like when you come home and you have put on the helmet, the dog is like.
We're all throwing our headphones today.
But when you come home and the dog is like so happy to see you and it's like, hi, I missed you. Oh my god, I love you. Like 35 seconds of that would be badass. Brandon, when you get home and your dog is so happy to see you and like, thank you for not returning me and then returning me and then not returning me again, like thank you so much, and you're like, ah, you're welcome, you idiot.
35 seconds of your dog eating your butt.
No, I think she secretly has a lot of grudges against us right now about that.
Yeah.
Deserved. Well deserved.
How many times can you take me to a farm?
She said she got three legs left, bro. So three more times at least.
You just see a dog on the side of the road pulling itself with one leg down the road. Like, I'll get home. You'll feel my guilt.
It's like one front leg. Just like an arm.
Pogo sticking. Make sure.
That's all she's got. That's all she's got right now. So.
So make sure if she's going to lose any more legs that they're the front ones so she can still spring her way home, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, although, like, I mean, losing the other front leg would be kind of cool because then she could get, like, the wheels on the front and then just, like, roll herself around. Yeah. Teach her to do, like, a kickflip or something.
Dude, you could, first of all, yes. Secondly, you could attach her to one of the robot dogs that like prances around and stuff. Just like strap her onto that thing and have it walk around for her.
Get her a flame.
This is like a robo dog centaur, but both halves are dog, but one of them's robot.
And you have a built-in tongue mechanism, so that way it can eat your dog's ass. So that way she doesn't have to do it, and you can pick the sound. So
go gadget ass eater.
All right, dudes, I got a question for you. I don't know if you do know it, please don't spoil it or whatever, but do either of you, any of you, know what the term Wi-Fi stands for? What it's short for, what the abbreviation is?
Wiffle ball.
It is. I wish I had a because it is not wiffle ball. Great guess, though. thank you.
Wireless fiber optic internet.
No.
Wireless.
Also.
Yeah, okay.
See? Thank you. Now.
Yeah, okay.
To be perfectly honest, I was very disappointed in this article today. It really hurt my feelings. Not really, but it like I was like, oh, well, that sucks. Like, hi-fi. Or sci-fi, Wi-Fi does not have a short form, or like it's not an abbreviation for anything. From IFLScience.com, they asked a founding member of the Wi-Fi Alliance, and he dropped the bombshell that it doesn't mean anything at all. It's just a made-up term. It sounds like something people already associated with high quality, like hi-fi is a high-fidelity stereo system, for instance. And so people heard hi-fi and thought, you know, if this is like, what, 30 years ago or whatever, they'd be like, oh, that's a positive thing. Wi-fi sounds like something that we already associate with good, so we'll just use that and run with it. Wi-fi is purely a marketing term to get people onto wireless internet. Literally no connection. Well, I mean,
who the hell is the Wi-Fi Alliance?
Yeah, dude, it's. Let me tell you, the Emperor was so mad when he found out about them. He was like, "Ah, like not Al another Gore. One." Al Gore.
We're gonna that use so Wi-Fi.
It shouldn't matter at all, but I'm so disappointed that it means nothing.
I know, this sucks.
Like, why does this feel so bad?
And why did we not ever ask this question?
It's probably because that's probably why it feels so bad, is because of how blindly we've all just adopted and used the term since it's been a thing. And at the beginning, you were just like, oh, this is what I've got Wi-Fi. This is like this is whale jizz all again. It's like, oh, do you have Wi-Fi? What? I've got, totally, I've got Wi-Fi. I got, yeah, totally. I got, nobody knows, I know what Wi-Fi is. You all know what Wi-Fi is. We all, nobody needs to talk about Wi-Fi anymore.
So wait.
You made Siege blind.
How do we go about how did we get to whale jizz from Wi-Fi?
The dolphins asking you if you've done it, and you said that you have, gotcha, even though you haven't.
Oh yeah, I totally knew what Wi-Fi meant.
Guys, we're just a bunch of insecure humans that have never known what Wi-Fi was and have never partaken in the blue whale delicacy.
That's going to change.
I don't know what that was for. I don't even know. In other countries, they call it Wi-Fi sometimes, and I'm like, oh my god, the guys at the Wi-Fi consortium or whatever must be so mad when they're like, no, Wi-Fi, it's Wi-Fi, you stupid French! Like, the French have disappointed us again. Wi-Fi. We haven't been happy with you since you saved us from the British. Stupid French.
I want sent us an argument statue to start now. What, like, GIF, like Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi. I want to start calling it Wi-Fi. Yeah.
Oh, god damn it.
I know.
Is this next thing you're going to tell me is that was it waifu isn't a thing, or waifu?
No, that's definitely a thing. That's definitely a thing.
No, it's made up.
Oh no, no,
it doesn't.
How random! All right.
Oh man,
you want birth rates or Guinness records? What do you want?
Guinness records. You know what? I was listening to last week's episode, and I was listening to the segment about Guinness records, and the whole time I was listening to it, Gregor, I just want to tell you, it's a good segment. I really like when we talk about Guinness World Records, and I think I'm really thankful to you for having brought it to this group. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate this segment.
Well, I appreciate you listening to the podcast.
Yeah, me too, man. That's awesome. We need those download numbers, so thanks. If you could always, anyone that just wants to log on and download it, that's great too. Thanks so much. If you've got a second computer or something like that, have at it. That'd be real. Just make the Spotify of your friend play it or something like that.
Steal your parents' phone and just automatically set it up to download.
It's about fine dining, this podcast. Brandon's going to go into it for you, okay?
So. Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right, well, this week in Guinness World Records, the fastest 10-meter forearm walking, where a guy kicks his legs up over his head and starts walking on nothing but his forearms, kind of like Brandon's dog trying to crawl home from losing its third leg or whatever. Marius Jacobson can go 10 meters in 11.63 seconds. So, all right.
That doesn't seem very incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do it. Oh, I'm gonna save my favorite one for later. I sent it to my I can't say where because it'll spoil it. Yeah. Speaking of, I'm not gonna say what I was gonna say, but from the Guinness World Records, fastest window cleaner, female, because they differentiate between the two. Apparently, there's a huge advantage to being a male window cleaner, I suppose. But congratulations to Alicia Burrows, who set the record to clean 3 panes of glass in just 16.13 seconds. I need to learn a thing or two from her.
That seems like a record that is like, again, now, Gregor, before you answer this question, I just want you to, I'm going to preempt this by saying, I do not know if I would eat 1 pane of glass, okay? But is cleaning 1 pane of glass, is cleaning 3 panes of glass in 16 seconds fast? Would you eat 1 pane of glass? I don't know. But I don't know.
How long would it take you to eat 1 pane of glass?
Like, and how big is a pane of glass? Are these like, what's the regulation size for a pane of glass in the world record glass pane competition? It kind of used this as a springboard for a fun fact about my friend who, his name is Tennyson.
Panes of glass.
And his, he has a
window
washing.
Obviously.
Tennyson only eats venison. I should write a children's book about Tennyson. Tennyson only eats venison, and he has a business washing windows, and it's called T-Pain's Clean Pains. And so I just wanted to share that information with you guys.
If you're in Spokane and you need your windows clean, man,
he's in Seattle, bro.
Do you think he'd let me come along to watch it? Do you think he'd clean my windows? I need them cleaned.
He'd probably clean your windows. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it with us?
While he's there, like, does he do gutters too? Because like I kind of need that too.
Oh, he does gutters
and stuff. Yeah. Do you think he would help me install a pipe that goes down the side of my house so that way I can get since there's no water access from the front and I have to do it from the roof to water my plants out front? Do you think he could help me install a piece of PVC on the side? I just don't have the ladder capacity. That's the problem. Sean, you got a ladder that's like 40 feet long? Never mind.
Do you have a hose?
We're in business.
Do you have a hose?
Has a whole fire truck.
Yeah, it's you never know. He's got vehicles.
Don't you have a hose?
I have a three-story house. It's like one of these, you know, modern terrible things. Where yeah. Okay.
Thank you for your condescension. Look at me with all of my flaws.
And on the roof deck.
Okay. Oh, Dear Nina, on the roof deck.
There's a spigot for watering your plants or cleaning your deck or whatever. Okay, great. But there's no spigot next to the front door where the small yard is. So in order to water anything in my front yard, I have to
run
a 100-foot hose from the top all the way back down again because I don't have any other way.
Yeah, can you you're defending a wall of a castle just with your hose at the top and one of the guns just like
spraying
shooting
it down,
spraying the water down indiscriminately across all of your plants?
As a guy who's worried about falling off of his house, I think that it's best that I stay on the correct side of the wall. And there's about 6 feet that it goes out from the deck where I can't see. So I would just be like, I just could be doing the thing where you're just kind of launching the water up in the air and hoping that it's landing below where it's supposed to go without any visual. Yeah. I guess I could look at my Ring cam, my Google camera from my doorbell and see where I'm hitting.
I was thinking to myself, we need to get Greg an elaborate system of mirrors so he can water his plants in the front of his house. Just like, let's make it harder. How hard can we possibly make it?
Well, clip that.
Damn it.
That won't make it harder. That's not.
You don't know the kinks.
Yeah, so
just a massive Rube Goldberg machine that he has to pour the water into from the top of his house in order to water the strawberries at the bottom.
Yes,
little marble goes rolling.
Old school little like windmill.
Yeah.
So what I'm gonna do though, and it sounds like gravy might help me. I don't know. Is that I'm gonna take some PVC that you would use for an underground sprinkler system and just fasten it to the side of the house and then paint it the appropriate color so that way it doesn't stick out or whatever, and just run my own, you know, permanent hose effectively, and then just screw in a hose at the top and have one at the bottom to be able to spray from then. So I don't have to each time, like, get the hose stuck on a ledge that's there, like, almost hit my windows, spill
just
water on the neighbor, Airbnb
it.
People. Oldest person to tandem skydive.
I feel like we're about to set a world record. You're about to set a world record for the most complicated sprinkler system of all time.
I honestly don't think it's that complicated. Once it's installed, it should be. I mean, it should be like some length of. Like I make stupid forts out of these types of things with my kid all the time. Like, how hard can it be? It's just fascinating.
Let's make it complicated. Let's not make it a bug. Let's make it a feature.
A water wheel in the middle.
Yes, exactly.
It powers the doorbell camera. Yeah.
You've got a small fish tank like somewhere in the middle that is like that forces plants to grow on top of it as it filters through the water to the bottom.
Well, I am a fan of African cichlids, so I might as well do that while I'm at it. Have a whole hydroponic grow setup so that way I can eat my own vegetables and
Yes. Oh. See?
I mean, this is starting to sound like the most Seattle sprinkler system that has ever existed.
Well, actually, what you're saying is I should probably just do a thing where I put a bucket that someone, like not a bucket, but like a barrel outside and just capture the rainwater and then use it to water my...
Yeah.
That might actually be a really good idea. Except for someone will definitely steal the barrel. Like, that's on my roof.
Your own water tower on the roof deck. And then you've got like an old-timey...
It doesn't solve the problem at all.
Brass spigot.
Cool. Now I have more water up here where I don't need it.
Well...
Then we need another hose.
Oldest person to tandem skydive. Al Blaschke. How old do you think Al is, guys?
Wow, Al.
78. 69.
Nice. 106 years old is Al Blaschke. Wow. It's just shy of 107.
Please tell me he also set the record for being the oldest person to land a tandem skydiving attempt.
And the oldest person to crap himself. I mean, pretty amazing.
Amazing.
While skydiving. Sorry, I didn't say that.
Wild skydiving. Yeah.
Okay. People love setting records that involve hula hoops for some reason. Most double arm hula hoop rotations with a human belt, meaning wearing another human around your waist. In the most rotations in 30 seconds,
alive?
79 by Mariam Amazi Oleiwola and Liberty someone. I have to hit more to see what their name is. Okay, great.
Oh, I was really hopeful that they were going to be like, so the person who is doing the hula hooping and then the person who was the hula hoop, but they only gave the record to the person who was doing the hula hooping.
Not the person who was the belt.
You were a prop.
You are nothing but skin.
Butt skin.
Butt skin.
It was actually just her skin. It was wearing a human as a belt.
It's like, I mean, she was dead. And like, yeah, it was like... You know, like
that was just my dress for the day.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
She was already in prison, and she was like, "Guys, I did all of this work to kill this person. Can you at least just let me break the record?" They're like, "All right, bye. You can bring it to prison with you."
All right, come on, bring your human belt with you. Come on,
get that weird nerd from Guinness in here.
79 rotations. That means that one arm was shorter than the other in rotations.
Dudes. I just thought of something. How do we get jobs as the certifiers for Guinness? Like, how do you get that job where you just fly around the world measuring people doing weird stuff, like the most number of panes of glass eaten or whatever? You know, like, how do you get that?
Man, they probably got all these stupid requirements. Like, you need, like, a master's degree in, like, counting and stupid stuff. I'm gonna look this
you
up
can't
right
have
now.
Talked about whale jizz in the last 3 years. Like,
not on
unless it becomes a world record, and then we become acolytes of Guinness, and they elevate us to a profit standard.
Let's get the world record for eating the most whale jizz.
I'm in.
It's what? A record but no we one can't will want to go after.
What's the current record?
What's the current record?
ChatGPT?
Gravy, put the bucket down.
Put that bucket down, Gravy. Put that bucket down.
What's in the bucket?
These jalapeno poppers are weird. Like, don't worry about it.
We set the world record for the most whale just consumed without knowing it.
Cream cheese.
Longest time spent in jail for having fed somebody whale semen.
Come on, is that a crime? Is that a crime? Is it a crime to unwittingly feed somebody whale semen? Come on.
Come on, guys. Come on.
I don't see it in the law.
Oh. Yeah. Man, the only place
I'm sure Japan
right now,
will
I'm
let
on,
you, dude.
I'm on GuinnessWorldRecords.com careers. And the only place with open for a records executive is China. No current vacancies in United States and Latin America. None in Japan. None in other global locations.
I'll go to China, bro. Like, that's awesome.
Let's do it. I'm sure we can totally get whale jizz there.
We got in order to get the record, we got to get in on the inside so that so we
There's
can get
no
unparalleled access.
There's nothing for it yet. But
guys,
here,
let me talk to you.
Why is it that we fixate? We talk about centaurs for like 11 episodes straight.
I think that whale.
This is the worst transition. Like,
I think whale just might be our new centaur.
This is our new big bright shining star.
We felt like Gregor had too much time on his hands on Tuesdays.
You don't understand. Last week it took me. I literally spent 12 hours off and on all day editing the podcast last week. It was terrible.
Oh my God.
I might not even edit this week. No one even responded at all to it, any capability. So
speaking of responses, stuff I'll read later.
Final one here. This is one that I sent to my karate studio to see if we could do this at karate. Most flaming concrete blocks broken in 30 seconds. A guy smashed, switching hands, 29 flaming concrete blocks. It looks like they're about 4 to 6 inches thick, each one. And he just really goes for it. I sent it to everyone's Instagram if you want to see it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So are they... Oh, man. Yo,
I'm sure that would hurt a lot. But, I mean, proficient. He is efficient, in fact. Just smash, 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 smash.
Almost one per second. But, I mean, do the flames help at all? I'm just cranking it.
I mean, they probably make you hurry.
He's not switching hands. Oh, no, he only switches hands halfway through when he's got, like, half of them. Oh, okay, gotcha. Every couple of them.
Maybe the flames make the concrete blocks weaker. So maybe it makes the record sound cooler, but it's actually
the fact that he has gloves on, as Gravy points out, is a thing. But like, also, I've never smashed through one concrete block, so I don't. I mean, I guess you don't singe the hand hair off, but
I've been in a lot of fires, and you know, it's really not that bad if you're going
naturally.
That quick, so
explain why? Why so many fires?
Florida.
Oh, okay.
Enough said. Well,
listen, man,
I've got
fireworks are not illegal down here, or maybe they are. I can't remember. But oh yeah, we used to have to sign permits saying that like we were using them to scare off birds. But what?
Law is not enforceable down there is the more important thing. Okay,
it's true.
It's not about.
Yeah, very true.
All right. Well, we leave off with two stories. One of them is about people banging in Korea, or not banging, rather. I guess we'll have to get to that next time if I remember. I won't remember. And the other one's about making cold brew coffee faster. I've got a cold brew coffee problem right now. It is my favorite. Let me tell you, there's a certain big chain whose coffee I think is consistently garbage. Mm-hmm. And then I started drinking their cold brew, and I was like, whoa.
Hi, I'm electric
now. It is consistently
now.
Amazing.
Yeah. Gregor, what do you have against big chains, man?
Whip it out. Do it. Show
right,
it to
well,
us. Yeah.
Yeah. Brings us to another jizzy show. Not even looking at Brandon Square right now. time to turn to our friend Sean Gravy Gervin in the garage with his big bucket, not yet full, and find out what did we learn this week. After all, this is a heady show. Sean, good evening.
Can we get a sponsor for the Gravy Garage?
Yeah.
Oh, please. That'd be nice.
It fills up a bucket, unfortunately.
Just great. Buckets.
Bo is officially the sponsor of the Gravy Garage.
Now he's gonna understand how many times I edited that out last week, and how I've successfully just said 5 gallon bucket instead of saying anyone's name. Also, no one would be more pumped to have that endorsement or that sponsorship than more than Sean. So, to have a tool sponsor would be incredible. Anyway, Sean, what did we learn this week?
Oh boy, I mean. It's not as elaborate as everything was last week, I could say that much. But, Greg, you need to get a wet umami cube so you can go on airplanes with it and play with a wet cube.
Licking my way around the
wet cube. Wet yeah. cube.
Wet cube. Siege, you're going to be investigating some more waifu on your Wi-Fi. That's what you're going to be doing later. Yeah. And then, you know, it's a related topic, but Brandon, your murder bedroom will now be a server for Siege's nudes. Ooh. That's what it's going to be for.
And since they're going to be in my brain, I'll be the one in murder bed. So it works out from last week where you said I could move in. So
yes.
It's called the callback.
Put your wet cube of Siege's nudes in my murder bed. Yeah.
With a dead giant. Cool.
Yeah. I think we found the name of the episode.
With a complicated hose.
Complicated hose.
That's my favorite. That's Siege's favorite type of hose.
Yes, yes. Oh, it's complicated.
According to today, they are very uncomplicated.
Oh, yeah. No, that was too easy. Too easy.
All right. See you guys never.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You guys want... You want birth rates or Guinness records? What do you want?
Guinness records. You know what? I was listening to last week's episode and... And I was listening to the segment about Guinness records, and the whole time I was listening to it, Gregor, I just want to tell you, it's a good segment. I really like that you talk about Guinness World Records, and I think I'm really thankful to you for having brought it to this group. So I appreciate you, and I appreciate this segment.
Well, I appreciate you listening to the podcast.
Yeah, me too, man. That's awesome. We need those download numbers, so thanks. If you could always, anyone that just wants to log on and download it, that's great too. Thanks so much. If you have got a second computer or something like that, have at it. That'd be real. Just make the Spotify of your friend play it or something like that.
Steal your parents' phone and just automatically set it up to download.
It's about fine dining, this podcast. Brandon's going to go into it for you, okay?
So. Mm-hmm. That's right.
All right. Well, this week in Guinness World Records, the. Fastest 10-meter forearm walking, where a guy kicks his legs up over his head and starts walking on nothing but his forearms, kind of like Brandon's dog trying to crawl home from losing its third leg or whatever. Marius Jacobson can go 10 meters in 11.63 seconds. So, all right.
That doesn't seem very incredible.
Yeah, I mean, I can't do it. Oh, I'm going to save my favorite one for later. I sent it to my, I can't say where because it'll spoil it. Yeah, speaking of, I'm not going to say what I was going to say, but from the Guinness World Records, fastest window cleaner, female, because they differentiate between the two, apparently. There's a huge advantage to being a male window cleaner, I suppose. But congratulations to... Alicia Burrows, who set the record to clean 3 panes of glass in just 16.13 seconds. I need to learn a thing or two from her.
That seems like a record that is like, again, now, Gregor, before you answer this question, I'm going to preempt this by saying, I do not know if I would eat one pane of glass. Okay. But is cleaning one pane of glass, is cleaning 3 panes of glass in 16 seconds fast? Would you eat one pane of glass? I don't know. But I don't know.
How long would it take you to eat one pane of glass?
Like, and how big is a pane of glass? Are these like, what's the regulation size for a pane of glass in the world record glass pane competition? It kind of used this as a springboard for a fun fact about my friend who his name is Tennyson.
Panes of glass.
And his he has a window
medicine,
washing.
Obviously.
Tennyson only eats venison. I should write a children's book about Tennyson. Tennyson only eats venison, and he has a business washing windows, and it's called T-Panes Clean Panes. And so I just wanted to share that information with you guys.
If you're in Spokane and you need your windows clean, man,
he's in Seattle, bro.
Do you think he'd let me come along to watch it? Do you think he'd clean my windows? I need them cleaned.
He'd probably clean your windows. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Is it with us?
While he's there, like, does he do gutters too? Because like, I kind of need that too.
Oh, he does gutters
and stuff. Yeah. Do you think he would help me install a pipe that goes down the side of my house so that way I can get since there's no water access from the front and I have to do it from the roof to water my plants out front? Do you think he could help me install a piece of PVC on the side? I just don't have the ladder capacity. That's the problem. Sean, you got a ladder that's like 40 feet long? Or never mind.
Do you have a hose?
We're in business.
Do you have a
hose? Sean has a whole fire truck.
Yeah, it's you never know. He's got vehicles.
Don't you have a hose?
I have a 3-story house. It's like one of these, you know, modern terrible things where okay. Thank
you for your look at me with all of my flaws.
And on the roof deck.
Okay. Dionita on the roof deck.
There's a spigot for watering your plants or cleaning your deck or whatever. Okay, great. But there's no spigot next to the front door where the small yard is. So in order to water anything in my front yard, I have to run
a
100-foot hose from the top all the way back down again because I don't have any other way.
Yeah, can you you're defending a wall of a castle just with your hose at the top and one of the guns just like
spraying
shooting
it down,
spraying the water down indiscriminately across all of your plants?
As a guy who's worried about falling off of his house, I think that it's best that I stay on the correct side of the wall. And there's about 6 feet that it goes out from the deck where I can't see. So I would just be like, be doing the thing where you're just kind of launching the water up in the air and hoping that it's landing below where it's supposed to go without any visual. Yeah. I guess I could look at my Ring cam, my Google camera from my doorbell and see where I'm hitting.
Thinking to myself, we need to get Greg an elaborate system of mirrors so he can water his plants in the front of his house. Just like, let's make it harder. How hard can we possibly make it?
Well, clip that.
Damn it.
That won't make it harder. That's not.
You don't know the kinks.
Yeah, so
just a massive Rube Goldberg machine that he has to pour the water into from the top of his house in order to water the strawberries at the bottom.
Yes,
little marble goes rolling.
Old school little like windmill.
Yeah.
So what I'm gonna do though, and it sounds like gravy might help me, I don't know, is that I'm gonna take some PVC that you would use for an underground sprinkler system and just fasten it to the side of the house and then paint it the appropriate color so that way it doesn't stick out or whatever, and just run my own, you know, permanent hose effectively, and then just screw in a hose at the top and have one at the bottom to be able to spray from then. So I don't have to each time, like, get the hose stuck on a ledge that's there, like, almost hit my windows, spill
just
water on the neighbor, Airbnb
it.
People. Roll the person to tandem
like,
skydive.
I feel like we're about to set a world record. You're about to set a world record for the most complicated sprinkler system of all time.
I honestly don't think it's that complicated. Once it's installed, it should be, I mean, it should be like some length of, like, I make stupid forts out of these types of things with my kid all the time. Like, how hard can it be? It's
See,
just fascinating.
Let's make it complicated. Let's not make it a bug. Let's make it a feature.
A water wheel in the middle.
Yes, exactly.
It powers the doorbell camera. Yeah.
You've got a small fish tank like somewhere in the middle that is like that forces plants to grow on top of it. as it filters through the water to the bottom.
Well, I am a fan of African cichlids, so I might as well do that while I'm at it. Have a whole hydroponic grow setup so that way I can eat my own vegetables and
See?
I mean, this now this is starting to sound like the most Seattle sprinkler system that has ever existed.
Well, actually, what you're saying is I should probably just do a thing where I put a, you know, a bucket that someone, like not a bucket, but like a barrel outside and just capture the rainwater and then use it to water my...
Yeah.
That might actually be a really good idea. Except for someone will definitely steal the barrel. Like, that's on my roof.
Like your own water tower on the roof deck. And then you've got like an old-timey...
It doesn't solve the problem
like,
at all.
Brass spigot.
Cool. Now I have more water up here where I don't need it.
Well...
then we need another hose.
Oldest person to tandem skydive. Al Blaschke. How old do you think Al is, guys?
Wow, Al.
78. 69. Nice.
106 years old is Al Blaschke. Wow. Went. It's just shy of 107.
Please tell me he also set the record for being the oldest person to land a tandem skydiving attempt.
And the oldest person to crap himself. I mean, pretty amazing.
Amazing.
While skydiving. Sorry, I didn't say that.
Wild skydiving. Yeah. Okay.
People love setting records that involve hula hoops for some reason. Most double arm hula hoop rotations with a human belt, meaning wearing another human around your waist. In the most rotations in 30 seconds,
alive?
79 by Mariam Amazi Oleiwola and Liberty someone. I have to hit more to see what their name is. Okay, great.
Oh, I was really hopeful that they were going to be like, so the person who is doing the hula hooping and then the person who was the hula hoop, but they only gave the record to the person who was doing the hula hooping.
Not the person who was the belt.
You were a prop.
You are nothing but skin.
Butt skin.
Butt skin.
It was actually just her skin. It was wearing a human as a belt.
I mean, it's like, I mean, she was dead. And like, yeah, it was like, you know, like
that was just my dress for the day.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
She was already in prison. And then she was like, guys, I did all of this work to kill this person. Can you at least just let me break the record? They're like, all right, fine. You can bring her to prison with you.
All right, come on. Bring your human belt with you. Come on.
Get that weird nerd from Guinness in here.
79 rotations. That means that one arm was shorter than the other in rotations.
Dudes. I just thought of something. How do we get jobs as the certifiers for Guinness? Like, how do you get that job where you just fly around the world measuring people doing weird stuff, like the most number of panes of glass eaten or whatever? You know, like, how do you get that?
Man, they probably got all these stupid requirements. Like, you need, like, a master's degree in, like, counting and stupid stuff. I'm gonna look this
you
up
can't
right
have
now.
Talked about whale jizz in the last 3 years. Like,
not on
unless it becomes a world record, and then we become acolytes of Guinness, and they elevate us to a profit standard.
Let's get the world record for eating the most whale jizz.
I'm in.
It's what? A record but no one will want to go after.
What's the current record?
What's the current record?
ChatGPT?
Gravy, put the bucket down.
Put that bucket down, Gravy. Put that bucket down.
What? What's in the bucket?
These jalapeno poppers are weird. Like, don't worry about it.
We set the world record for the most whale just consumed without knowing it.
Cream cheese.
Longest time spent in jail for having fed somebody whale semen.
Come on, is that a crime? Is that a crime? Is it a crime to unwittingly feed somebody whale semen? Come on.
Come on, guys. Come on.
I don't see it in the law.
Oh. Yeah. Man, the only place
I'm sure Japan
right now,
will
I'm
let
on,
you, dude.
I'm on GuinnessWorldRecords.com careers. Yeah. And the only place with open for a records executive is China. No current vacancies in United States and Latin America. None in Japan. none in other global locations.
I'll go to China, bro. Like, that's awesome.
Let's do it. I'm sure we could totally get whale jizz there.
We gotta, in order to get the record, we gotta get in on the inside so that so we can get unparalleled access.
There's nothing for it yet. But here, let me talk to you.
Why is it that we fixate? We talk about centaurs for like 11 episodes straight.
I think that whale.
This is the worst transition. Like,
I think whale jizz might be our new centaur.
This is our new big bright shining star.
We felt like Gregor had too much time on his hands on Tuesdays.
You don't understand. Last week it took me I literally spent 12 hours off and on all day editing the podcast last week. It was terrible.
Oh my god.
I might not even edit this week. No one even responded at all to it, any capability. So
speaking of responses, okay, stuff I'll read later.
Final one here. This is one that I sent to my karate studio to see if we could do this at karate. Most flaming concrete blocks broken in 30 seconds. A guy smashed, switching hands, 29 flaming concrete blocks. It looks like they're about 4 to 6 inches thick, each one. And he just really goes for it. I sent it to everyone's Instagram if you want to see it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So are they... Oh, man. Yo,
I'm sure that would hurt a lot. But, I mean, he's proficient. He is efficient, in fact. Just smash, 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 smash.
Almost one per second. But, I mean, do the flames help at all? I'm just cranking it.
I mean, they probably make you hurry.
He's not switching hands. Oh, no, he only switches hands halfway through when he's got, like, half of them. Oh, okay, gotcha. Every couple of them.
Maybe the flames make the concrete blocks weaker. So maybe it makes the record sound cooler, but it's actually
the fact that he has gloves on, as Gravy points out, is a thing. But like, also, I've never smashed through one concrete block, so I don't. I mean, I guess you don't singe the hand hair off, but
I've been in a lot of fires, and you know it's really not that bad if you're
naturally
going that quick, so.
Explain why? Why so many fires?
Florida.
Oh, okay.
Enough said.
Well, listen, man,
I've got
fireworks are not illegal down here, or maybe they are. I can't remember. But oh yeah, we used to have to sign permits saying that like we were using them to scare off birds. But what?
Law is not enforceable down there is the more important thing. Okay,
it's true.
It's not about.
Yeah, very true.
All right. Well, we leave off with two stories. One of them is about people banging in Korea, or not banging, rather. I guess we'll have to get to that next time if I remember. I won't remember. And the other one's about making cold brew coffee faster. I've got a cold brew coffee problem right now. It is my favorite. Let me tell you, there's a certain big chain whose coffee I think is consistently garbage. Mm-hmm. And then I started drinking their cold brew, and I was like, whoa.
Electric
it is consistently
now.
Amazing.
Yeah. Gregor, what do you have against big chains, man?
Whip it out. Do it. Show right, it to us. Yeah.
Yeah. Brings us to another jizzy show. I'm not even looking at Brandon Square right now. time to turn to our friend Sean Gravy Gervin in the garage with his big bucket, not yet full, and find out what did we learn this week. After all, this is a heady show. Sean, good evening.
Can we get a sponsor for the Gravy Garage?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, please. That'd be nice.
It fills up a bucket, unfortunately.
Just great. Buckets.
Is officially the sponsor of the Gravy Garage.
Now you don't understand how many times I edited that out last week, and how I've successfully just said 5-gallon bucket instead of saying anyone's name. Also, no one would be more pumped to have that endorsement or that sponsorship than more than Sean. So, to have a tool sponsor would be incredible. Anyway, Sean, what did we learn this week?
Oh boy, I mean. It's not as elaborate as everything was last week, I could say that much. But, Greg, you need to get a wet umami cube so you can go on airplanes with it and play with a wet cube.
Lick my way around the
wet cube. Wet cube.
Wet cube. Siege, you're going to be investigating some more waifu on your Wi-Fi. That's what you're going to be doing later. Yeah. And then, you know, it's a related topic, but Brandon, your murder bedroom will now be a server for Siege's nudes. Ooh. That's what it's going to be for.
And since they're going to be in my brain, I'll be the one in murder bed. So it all works right out from last week where you said I could move in. So
yes.
It's called the callback.
Put your wet cube of Siege's nudes in my murder bed.
Yeah. With a dead giant. Cool.
Yeah. I think we found the name of the episode.
With a complicated hose.
Complicated hose.
That's my favorite. That's Siege's favorite type of hose.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Oh, it's complicated.
According to today,
insane.
They are very uncomplicated.
Oh, yeah. No, no, that was too easy. Too easy.
All right. See you guys never.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts.